Well, praise the Lord. This is Apostle Curtis Lewis of Someone Cares Ministry. Welcome to the broadcast today. I want to thank you for tuning in. I want to encourage you to get your Bible, get your notepad and a pen if you're able. And I want you to take notes. Amen. The Bible said, try every spirit. So I want you to try this spirit of the message, the spirit that's upon my life, and try the word of God that we're preaching. The Bible says that it is our responsibility to check the word out and check everyone out who's preaching the word. So I want to invite you to go to the word and study with me if you're able. Today we're going to take you into a message entitled, Your Life is Your Light. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 16, the Bible said, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. That means Christians should have some good works in their lives that people can see and glorify God. Let's go now into the message already in progress. God bless you.
Thank you, Lord. We bless you. We bless you. We honor you, Lord. God, thank you. We give your name the glory. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus, for blessing me. Hallelujah. Give him a praise offering, everybody. Give him a praise offering. Give him a praise offering. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My. Every one of us, glory to God, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, my God, every one of us have our own way in praising God, and since I can't sing as good as my wife, and since I can't dance as good as Deshondra, I just let the song do it for me. Come on, give God a praise, hallelujah, hallelujah. My God, amen. You can be seated in the house. I got a lot to do, and I'm a little time to do it. Amen, because I'm working on really trying to get everything in a little bit more, less time. So y'all pray for me. The first thing I want to do before I minister the word is I want to show this little, probably 2 minutes video. Is it 2 minutes, 2-3 minutes? And the reason I'm showing it is because how many of y'all know you want to be, people should be told the truth? Amen. If I saw a wild animal in your backyard and know he's finna attack one of your kids and don't say nothing, wouldn't that be horrible? Okay, well, if I see a wild preacher lying to the church and don't say nothing, why would I still be good? No, I should tell you. Amen. I'm a contender for the faith. And I know what I do don't look orthodox. And I know people say, why is he doing that? I'm doing it because I care for your soul. Amen. I care for the body of Christ. And if the devil have lied to the body of Christ, I'm going to take the cover off of it. Now, there's a doctrine, a major doctrine in the church, justification by faith. It sounds pretty. It's been in the church a long time. And all he's simply saying is you placing your faith in what he did with the emphasis you do nothing. That's a lie. The Bible don't teach justification by faith. The Bible teaches justification by the faith of Christ. Paul said it in Galatians 2, verse 20. He said, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, Christ liveth in me. Now watch what Paul said. And the life that I now live, Paul talking about the life I'm living on earth, and the life I, Paul, now live, I live by the faith of Christ. That's different from your faith in Christ. And that has never been distinguished and taught properly, so we've mixed it up and just say justification by faith and everybody going around exercising their faith. Do you not know that your faith can include sin? His faith has no sin. Example, remember when Peter was walking on the water? Okay, Jesus was walking on the water. And Peter said, Lord, if it's you, bid me to come. Jesus said, come. Faith cometh by. Peter heard Jesus said, come, it created faith. That's human faith. That's faith in the human's heart. Now, Peter started walking by the faith that was in his heart. But he started sinking. Your faith will cause you to sink. Did Jesus sink? So we need to walk in his faith. So the doctrine that's been in the body of Christ for several years, justification by faith, needs some tweaking. It's justification by the faith of Christ. And when you're walking in the faith of Christ, you walk in the spirit and see sinning. I didn't mean to preach. But let me give you scripture. Because if I teach something, don't have no scripture, don't listen to me. Let me give you scripture. Romans 2 and verse 13. For not the hearers of the law are just before God. Yeah, the law sitting right here in the New Testament under grace. You can't cut it out. You can't take it out. Everything in God's word is law. This is not the law of the old covenant. This is not the Mosaic law. When God speak, it's law. So that's what he's talking about here. So let's get it straight. Here in the New Testament, under grace, here's what it says. Romans 2 and verse 13. For the law, not the hearer of the law is just, but before God, but the doers of the law shall be justified. Ain't no such thing as justification by faith and you do nothing. Justification by the faith of Christ does something. James said in 1 verse 21 through 27, don't be hearers of the word only, but what? So that just killed that doctrine, justification by faith, and just believe in what he did for you. Just believe in the cross, just believe in grace. You don't really believe if you ain't doing nothing. Show you some more scripture for my video show. Romans 4, verse 3. See, I'm a stickler for tearing up doctrines, and the reason I do it is because I see a bear in your backyard. I see a bear in the backyard of the body of Christ, and we've been lied to, and now we can't demonstrate the life of Christ because we got a lot of lies in the body. Yeah. And I know I'm unorthodox, and I know people wonder why I do what I do. God sent me. Romans 4 and verse 3. Here's what a lot of people in the body of Christ get off at. And I'm not coming over like I know everything. I don't. But what I do know that have changed my life, I got conviction in it. Okay. Romans 4 verse 3 says, for what saith the scripture? Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. Now go to James, and I'm just about finished. The book of James. This is why people, I had a preacher on national television the other day, apparently got a hold of this, and God is my witness. I got it recorded. I can send you to his website too. Apparently he must have heard this message because I'm all over the city. I'm all over the world now. Okay, this little ministry shaking stuff up with scriptures. Okay, and I'm not trying to harm nobody, but if you're lying to the body, folks need to know. And this preacher came out on national television, got it recorded. So you don't think I'm picking on nobody. He said it. He said James was in sin. Yes, he did. Trying to defend his believing doctrine. He said the apostle James was in sin. I'm not saying he didn't love God. I'm not saying he was in a vice. But am I saying he wasn't walking in victory? Yes, that's what I'm saying. I didn't mean to go this far. But he apparently got a hold to this teaching. So now you got to make James look bad because James, this book of James, making your doctrine look silly. But they use that verse, Romans 4 and verse 3, and they say, all you do is believe. Just believe. No works. No works. Just believe. Well, James chapter 2 and starting at verse 21. Yeah. Look at what James said. James and Paul was not against each other. And this preacher went off. One of the biggest ministries in the country. This ministry went off and said, I promise you, the man said it, and I don't know why these Christians ain't making as much noise as I'm making. The preacher said all the apostles was against Paul because he's trying to say Paul was in sin based on Romans chapter 7. He said Paul was struggling with sin, and that give an explanation why all of us going to struggle with sin, all of us going to live in sin. I think I'm making some waves, and I think some people got some covering up to do. I'm uncovering that bear in your backyard because you need to be told the truth. Glory to God. So he said Paul was in sin, Romans chapter 7, he was struggling. Paul was not talking about himself, and I can prove it by scripture. So he said Paul was struggling with sin, that's why we all going to struggle. We just got to believe in what he did for us. No, 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 sir, you're twisting this book. And then they use Romans 4 verse 3. Abraham just believed. Go to James. James 2 verse 21 says, was not Abraham our father justified by works? What? Justification by faith. That doctrine says justification by just believing. That's what the doctrine says. If you study it all the way through, and they say Martin Luther preached that. I don't think Martin Luther preached that. If he did, he would lie. Talking about the one started the Reformation. Oh, well, it wasn't the Reformation. It was a Reformation when they broke away from the Catholic Church. But if he preached that, he was lying. I personally don't think Martin Luther preached this, because this thing brought sin in the church. So it says, see thou how, verse 21, was not Abraham our father justified by works when he had offered Isaac? What he's saying is, see, Romans 4 and verse 3 said, Abraham believed God and it was accounted unto him for righteousness. So if you get just one scripture and build a doctrine on believe, 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 you didn't come over here and get the interpretation of Romans 4 verse 3. Because the interpretation said, no, he didn't just believe. He worked. He did something. See, when he took Isaac up, that was his proof that he believed God. So if you don't, if you say you believe God and don't obey God, to God, you don't believe him. So that doctrine came in the church, justification by faith. And you hear, when you hear a preacher say that, ask him to explain it to you. I guarantee you that's what they're saying. Oh, you don't do nothing. It's just believe. You just believe in what he did. Even though you got sin in your life, you still justified. Lie. Preacher said, I ain't calling no name right now because we got some visitors. I'm trying to be nice, but y'all know I'll call them. Preacher said, oh, I got their website, their name. I got everything, and I'm going to talk to some of them. I done already talked to them. Here's what the preacher said. Man, I didn't know I was going to go this route. Pray for me. Hear what the preacher said. When we lie, are we still justified? He's trying to prove justification by faith. That's why I know they're hearing this stuff now. They're trying to put up a defense. But you're going to have to defend yourself against these scriptures. Because I ain't doing nothing but preaching the scriptures. He said, when we lie, preaching to thousands of people, are we still justified? Because he's finna try to justify this teaching, justification by faith. You justified even when you're sinning. That's the doctrine. He said, when we lie, are we still justified? Then he stopped and said, notice, I said, when you lie, because as Christians, we will lie. The man said it. November the 4th, 2015. I started to call all the rest of them. I'm going to wait. It's on the internet. And you think I'm going to sit in this city and be quiet? No, no, no. I'm a defender of the truth. This is what he said. When we lie, are we still justified? Notice I said when, because as Christians, we will lie. Then he said, when we lie, are we still justified? It was his answer, yes. Oh, and you think I ain't going to tell off on that? Oh, these tell me, we ought to just be nice Christians. Just teach the word. Don't call names. And I got a bear in your backyard finna attack one of your kids, and I ain't going to call your name and call it. That's a bear, bear. I'm going to tell the whole church that's a devilish lie in the church. I'm telling you, I got documentation. Now, I didn't say this. This is what these preachers said, because they're trying to put up a defense now. Too many scriptures popping out there on them. Yes, he said, when you lie, you justify. This Bible say, not the hearer of the law is just before God, but the doers of the law. You got to do the word for God to say you justified. Any man be a hearer of the word and not a doer, you like a man looking in a glass and walk away and forget who you are. That's what the Bible say. Glory to God. Help me close this, Lord. It says, was not Abraham our father justified by works when he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar? Watch this. See thou how faith wrought with his works? And his works here just mean obedience. It don't mean working the law. It don't mean offering bulls and goats. They got two works mixed up. I did a teaching, works versus works. Until you understand the two, you don't get it mixed up. So they trying to say, oh, no works, no works of the law. You still have works in the New Testament called obedience to the word. Preachers need to sit down and be taught. Glory to God. By somebody that ain't a nobody and you think you're somebody. I can't play with this gospel, y'all. It says, see then how faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect. Watch this. Romans 4 verse 3 says Abraham believed God. Here's the interpretation of Romans 4 verse 3. In verse 23 it says, and the scripture was fulfilled, which said, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. So you can't go take Romans 4 verse 3 and stand on it by itself and build a doctrine. You got to go get the interpretation of Romans 4 verse 3. Till you obey God, you don't believe God. Y'all got it ready? Y'all got it ready? I'm tearing up doctrines because I love people and I want souls to make it to heaven. It's too much sin in the church, and the sin will never get out till the false doctrine is dealt with. Is it ready? Y'all watch this.
Praise the Lord. In order to watch this video, please go to www.someonecaresministry.org and go to our website and look for the link. God bless you. We'll go back into the broadcast.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. What a message. What a message. And I'm telling you, the church got this grace message mixed up and twisted. We are in the age of grace, but grace is the ability to keep God's word, not the ability to break God's word. Grace don't keep abounding and let people keep sinning. The Bible says, shall grace keep abounding? The scripture says, God forbid. It won't keep abounding. But the grace revolution people got a lot of people set to go to hell. Now, I'm not saying they're going to go to hell because I don't know the end of nobody's life. But if they believe that falling away message, people are going to end up in hell because they got God's word twisted. And when this Bible talk about justification by faith, I can take you back strategically to scriptures in the Old and the New Testament that every time he talk about justification by faith, he's talking about justification by the faith of Christ. Just because it didn't say the faith of Christ in every verse, you got to study the scriptures and trace it back to when he first introduced it. Clap your hands and praise the Lord. Okay, Father, we thank you for this opportunity to minister the word. No more church as usual. And as we preach here, Lord, I thank you. We're preaching to the multitudes, Lord God, the word of truth. Father, we are motivated by love. We are motivated by the truth of the word, motivated by the courage of Jesus Christ. We give you honor. We give you praise. I pray for every man, woman, boy, and girl under the sound of my voice. And may the Spirit of the Lord move through this congregation, through the airways, and everywhere we may take this message to bring repentance of sin and bring people back to walking in the Spirit. In Jesus' name. Lord, we come up against every demonic power in the city of Baton Rouge, every demonic power in every region. We preach and teach the word. And Lord, may you give the word free reign and breakthrough in the hearts of people. And may you pierce the darkness of all false teaching that have entered the church. In the name of Jesus, we break every power of witchcraft. And Lord God, we take those people that was once bound by Satan and we bind them to the kingdom. Clap your hands and praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 8. I'm going to go down to verse 10, but I want to focus on verse 8 and verse 9. Glory to God. And I'm going to give you my subject because I know I get to talking these scriptures and I take a while to get to my subject. My subject is Your life is your light. Your life is your light. In Matthew 5:16, Jesus said, let your light. He did. Now notice Jesus didn't say, let my light. He said, I'm the light of the world. I'm going to save you and give you light. Now, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify my Father. Okay. Now, what we got to understand about your light is your life is your light. And for a subtopic, can anyone see when they're around you? Can anyone see when they are around you? And this is not to condemn anyone. It's just a heart-searching message, and it should make us locate where we are, because everybody in America said they're Christians. Almost 90% of Americans are Christians. But I think we brought so much embarrassment. When I say we, I'm talking about Christendom as a whole. We brought so much embarrassment to the name of Jesus Christ by living any kind of way and saying we're Christians. And one of the commandments in the Old Testament is to honor God and don't take his name in vain. And a lot of people mean that mean don't say his name wrong. And that's true too. But what he was saying more than anything, when you take on my name, don't take it in vain. Don't let it be in vain. When you walk around knowing you represent God. You represent the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And when we stand before the judgment seat of Christ, that's what we're going to give an account for. Contrary to what a lot of people teach, everybody going to get gifts when we get to the judgment seat of Christ. You already judged, you saved, nobody going to be lost. That ain't what that Bible teach. Go search your scriptures. They're teaching us a lie. That Bible said he going to separate the sheep and the goat. That Bible says some preachers going to go to hell. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Yes, that's talking to preachers who's leading people, teaching people. And Paul said, if you defile these people, God going to destroy you. That was talking to preachers. Now, let's read this Bible in context and get the real meaning and stop letting these preachers twist this Bible. That's why I said, test me and test every other preacher for the rest of your life by the Holy Ghost that live in you and by the whole canon of scripture. 1 John 2:27 and St. John 16:13-14. I ain't got nothing but the Bible. People got to fight the Bible. And he told me, don't worry about people not liking you or fighting you. He said, them that would be incensed against you, they'll come to nothing. He told me, you just preach the truth and the truth shall be your shield and your buckler. So I come up against the religious system with scripture. And I ain't got no indictment. I ain't got nothing against nobody. I got something against Satan that have lied to the body of Christ. Glory to God. So your life is your light. And if you bear the name of Jesus Christ and the sinners and the world can't see the life of Christ in you, that's what we all going to give an account for. If we don't get it right before we die. Or that's one of the main things we're going to give an account for. Now, Ephesians 2:8. For by grace are ye saved through faith. And that not of yourselves. You didn't do nothing to get this. You didn't die on the cross. And that's a fact. People made you on this scripture. And stop right here and preach it as a doctrine. But we're going to go on to the other two scriptures right behind it. But this is a fact that I did. The Bible says it's not by works of righteousness which we have done that he saved us. Man, my life was so messed up and God came save me. I didn't do nothing for that. I just believed, trusted him, and he came in and cleaned my life up. So no, I didn't pay for that. But let's get the understanding of the scripture. It says, for by grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourself. It is the gift of God, not of works, least any man should boast. I didn't work for this. I'd be boasting. I'm walking in the spirit. I don't have no sin in my life, no skeletons in my closet, and I'm going to live that way till the trumpet blow. And got nothing but scripture to prove it. St. Luke 1:74-75, that I may walk in holiness and righteousness all the days of my life. 1 Peter 4:1-2, the Bible said, he that has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin. that he should live the rest of his time, don't live the rest of his time in the lust of the flesh, but to doing the will of God. That Bible says you can stop sinning and never sin again. Yeah. Who been preaching that? Don't let me get started. Now, I go all day with scriptures. Just like that. But we take these scriptures. Oh, he covered my sin. He forgive my sin. That's true. Why you staying there, though? Get out of the sin and stop sinning and be a light. Glory to God. I'm trying to be pastoral. Since y'all didn't laugh, I'm going to stay apostolic. For by grace are you saved through faith, and not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. But preach us. Let's go on to verse 10, 9 and 10. Not of works, lest any man should boast. Verse 10. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works that God has before ordained that we should walk in them. Yeah. How you gonna throw works out? Amen. You didn't work to get it, but if you really got it, where's the proof? Because the Bible says you are ordained now to walk in what you say you got. Where's the light? Your life is the light. Now, if you got it, not you now, I'm talking to these at the atmosphere. Y'all get it. If you got it, where's the light? Because your life is the light. You know, as scripture blessed me, Paul said, my speech and preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but with the demonstration of the Spirit and power. I just recently learned what God was talking about there, and it blessed my soul. Everybody talking about Paul. Paul was an eloquent man. He knew all several different languages. He was very educated. But Paul said, I didn't come in my education. I didn't come with smart and intelligent words. I came with demonstration of spirit and power. And a lot of preachers quote that and talking about healing the sick, raising the dead. A preacher can raise 20 people from the dead. All 20 people can get up and die in sin. And the preacher who raised them die in sin and go to hell. What was that? That ain't the demonstration he was talking about. Paul said, I come with demonstration of spirit and power. Then the next verse he explained it. He said, I was walking with fear and trembling among all of y'all because I wanted my life to be a demonstration of what I preach. My life is a demonstration of this gospel that I preach. And if your life, preacher, can't be a demonstration of this book, stop preaching this book. Because God needs some lights now. We got too much darkness in the world. We got too many doctrines in the church. And God needs somebody to live what they preach. I had one preacher say, they want to laugh at somebody, say you can live holy every day. When the Bible said, Galatians 5:16, walk in the Spirit and you shall not sin. That's what he's talking about, because 17 lusts of the flesh is nothing but sin. And then he said, you won't do none of these 17 things and nothing like it if you walk in the Spirit. And then this preacher, they preached to thousands. He was laughing because I wrote them a letter and they tried to trash the scriptures. And God said, I'm on them now. They ain't had no business trashing my word. Y'all just don't know what's going on. It's something going on. But anyway, the preacher, they was on the panel and they started laughing. When I meet these people, say they can live sin free and walk in the Spirit, I let me talk to their wife. Then I really know. And all of them bust out laughing. I was around the house one day. I said, Holy Spirit, why did I not think about that? I said, baby, he said, if you find somebody walking without sin, let him talk to his wife. I said, baby, can I send him your phone number? Send him my wife's phone number. I ain't heard from him yet.
Well, praise the Lord. That's it for today. We are out of time, but I want to encourage you for more free teaching. I want to send you to our website, www.someonecaresministry.org. That's www.someonecaresministry.org. If you'd like to call us, you can call us at 225-272-6647. That's 225-272-6647. This is Apostle Lewis saying we love you, thank God for you, and remember, someone cares for you, and his name is Jesus.